Good morning. I was born at the Air Force Academy. I grew up in a military home, and we moved about every 4 years. My family members are not believers, and I come from a long line of alcoholics and violence. My mother was an alcoholic, and my brothers are as well. My life, from a very young age, consisted of trying to survive with my alcoholic mom and my father's temper. We lived in Denver, Colorado, with my grandmother. I loved my grandmother. She was one of the few people that protected me from my mother's violence and physical abuse. She died when I was 6. After my grandmother died, we were transferred to Germany. My parents joined a square dance club, and we lived while they lived in Germany so they could meet other military families. When my parents would go out, my oldest brother would be in charge of watching me and the other kids. The other parents quit bringing their kids over and tried to tell my parents how Richard was treating them. My parents didn't want to hear it. My oldest brother is 10 years older than me. He started to molest me when I was 3. He found great pleasure in torturing me and putting me in significant physical pain. He would try to break my bones just to see if he could. He chased me with knives and threatened my life more than once. I learned to control my emotions and to hide my reactions to the pain he inflicted on me. I tried to tell my mom about it, but she didn't want to hear it, and she defended him. I tried to get help from other adults, but they didn't believe me either. While in Germany, I had learned the hard way that adults were not safe, not trustworthy, and that most of them didn't really care about me. During our time in Germany, I received a Fisher-Price record player. One of the records had Away in the Manger on it. I had never heard of God, never knew of him, and yet when I heard the record, I cried, trying to imagine that someone would love me and stay with me forever. Somehow during this time, God became my imaginary friend. I would save him part of my seat at meals as well as in my bed. My mother finally asked me, and I told her about my imaginary friend God. Even then, when I was young, she got angry at the mention of God's name. The military transferred my family to Wyoming when I was 10 years old. My mother didn't want to know anything about me or my struggles. My brothers were in high school, and our house was the party house. My mom would buy the alcohol and party with them when she was home, otherwise they had the parties without her. I saw so many teenagers drinking, doing drugs, and having sex at my house. In 7th grade, we moved to Maryland. By my first year of high school, I was suicidal most of the time. I didn't trust anyone, I didn't believe anyone, or let anyone get close to me. In my view, nobody wanted me, nobody cared about me, and most people were just out to hurt or abuse me in one way or the other. However, I met my best friend in high school. She invited me to go to her youth group. I had never heard of such a thing, but decided to give it a try. I was very untrusting, and I viewed any kind of communication with adults as a trap and a way to control or trick me into believing something that wasn't true. The youth leader kept telling us that God wanted to have a relationship with us. One week, he talked about how God would never leave or forsake us if we became a Christian. My heart and my spirit were stirred from the song in Germany on my record player. I realized I wanted God to stay close by and love me as that hymn had comforted me in the past. I couldn't imagine anyone wanting to be with me, no less a holy God. Around Easter, I gave my life to Christ. After I became a Christian, I felt loved, saved, and that somebody was finally on my side. But my choice had many consequences with my mom. She was furious with me for becoming a Christian, and I lived on edge with her. My father was working nights, so most of the evenings at home, I was alone with my mother. I still felt at a complete loss as to how to cope and survive, but I also felt stronger because God was with me. I joined choir during high school. The music became a refuge for me, and Mrs. Leopold, my music teacher, was a gift from God. She was there for me in the worst times with my mother. She loved and encouraged me through all of it. She even begged me to move in with her. I refused. My mother had it so ingrained in me that nobody would ever want or love me that I didn't dare take the risk. If my mother was right, then Mrs. Leopold would eventually throw me out. If that happened, I wouldn't have anywhere to go. Mrs. Leopold was passionate that we sing well and we understand music theory. She taught me the notes on the sheet music. I would take it home and teach myself how to play the piano with it. Music and God's hymns were a source of strength and comfort for me. Even now, when nothing else makes sense, God's music always makes sense. During high school, an older couple at church decided to adopt me, and they taught me so much about God's word. Their names were John and Judy. They challenged me with the hard questions and made me work through my faith in God. There were some nights after my mother and I fought, I would call Judy and ask her to come get me. My mother would throw me out of the house or threaten me, so Judy was always willing to let me come and visit with them and hang out. I started thinking about college during my junior year. I decided I wanted to attend a Christian college. I told my parents I wanted to go to Covenant College. They refused. I continued to ask God to provide a way for me. My parents grudgingly agreed to visit Covenant themselves over the summer. I saw God move in my parents' opinion and heart towards Covenant. They were greeted by the welcoming committee of Covenant. The staff answered all their questions, went out of their way to help them and to accommodate them. By the end of the day, the staff had made such an impression on my father that he agreed to let me attend Covenant and he would help pay for it. I was shocked and yet so grateful for God to allow me to go there. I went to Covenant in the fall and was amazed at God's goodness, faithfulness, and blessings in my life. He put me on a dorm where the girls were fiercely loyal to each other and did not hesitate to share the truth with each other. It was unnerving for me, but I grew by leaps and bounds with God, relationships, and knowledge. Being at Covenant opened a whole new world to me and gave me the biblical foundation and stability that I was yearning for on so many levels. During my time at Covenant, I dated a young man. After we graduated from college, he asked me to marry him. He had moved to Japan to teach English and offered to fly me there to see him. Even after dating him for almost 4 years, I wasn't prepared for his behavior and attitude towards me. I had never seen his temper. When I did, it scared me so badly that I told him I would not marry him unless he came back to the States for counseling. He refused, and we called the wedding off. I look back now and know that it was God's hand of protection over me. I was living out in Colorado where my extended families are located. My mother had left my father and moved to Colorado to be closer to me. In the past, she had driven down to college when I made a decision she didn't agree with. She would criticize me, and I would be devastated. When she moved back to Colorado, her pursuit of me was intense, draining, and all-encompassing. I decided for my own safety to return to Maryland. My mother hated living here, and I knew she wouldn't follow me. I lived in fear of my mom showing up at my door and trying to make me go back with her. When I tried to stand up for myself, she would threaten to call the cops and convince them that I was a danger to myself, to get me locked up, telling me I could never have a life apart from her. After I moved back to Maryland, my job told me I needed to get counseling or find a new job. I was struggling with anger and taking it out on those I supervised. I agreed to find a counselor. I knew it had to be a woman, and I knew she had to be a strong Christian. My minor is in counseling, so I knew all the right things to say to get the counselor to release me. It had worked in the past with other counselors. My plan was to do the same thing with her. God had other plans. I started meeting with Libby, my therapist, and none of my tactics worked with her. I shared the least amount of information as possible. I challenged her in every interaction, threw roadblocks at her, and argued with her about almost everything. I tried to make her angry enough with me that she would give up on me, but she never did. I finally got so angry with her that I decided to share some of my past. Some of my past is so brutal that when I shared it with others, it would scare them off. I thought I'd try the same tactic with her, only it didn't make her give up. If anything, she seemed more determined to stick with me and walk through it with me. I struggled with sharing, believing, and trusting her, and yet she never doubted me. She believed me when I told her what happened to me as a child. She is a gift from God and has helped me in so many ways. Things with my family had gotten so bad that I decided I needed to separate from them. I was bordering on suicide again and struggled with even maintaining my job. My mother was still furious with me for choosing Christ over her. I made one last trip to Colorado. Before I left, I wrote a letter to my mom. I told her that no matter what happened, I would always love her and shared the gospel with her one more time. That was the last time I spoke to my mother. In the midst of this turmoil, I joined the National Christian Choir. The NCC was a huge source of comfort and refuge to me. It was an amazing experience that was humbling, enriching, and challenging all at the same time. The NCC became a place where I could worship God freely and felt safe with the choir members and Harry. God used Harry to show me that not all men were out for their own interest. He used Harry to show me that there are some godly people out there that do want to give God their best. Harry challenged and demanded our best and our all, but it wasn't for his satisfaction. It was to give God the glory and minister to his people through song and worship. My mother died in June 2009. After my mother died, my father said he wanted to have a relationship with me again. I apprehensively agreed. I knew my family blamed me for the broken relationship with my mother. Having this relationship with my father has been painful at times. He doesn't want to know what happened when I was a kid. He doesn't really want to know what happened to any of us. It's hard for me to trust and build a relationship with him. I struggle with feeling like I'm building the relationship on sinking sand. However, I also know I cannot walk away from him. I am hesitant to share this with the congregation, as I don't want the body to look at my father with judgment and condemnation. My father has been to Covenant and has enjoyed meeting everyone. He is amazed at how well Covenant has taken care of me after both surgeries and doesn't understand why a church body would take such good care of me and be so willing to help. My father is not a believer, and I ask that when he does return to Covenant, that the body would reach out to him with kindness and mercy, as they always have. When I fell in December 2011, I was frightened and overwhelmed. I was talking to Judy Hooks about the situation. She spoke to RB, and they decided to let me stay with them during the recovery. While I was at the Hooks house, I was amazed at how well they took care of me. I was amazed at their relationship with each other. I wrote Harry an email. I kept telling him I had no idea. No idea that a mom was supposed to be kind and compassionate and loving. Judy saw my flaws, my pain, and my weakness. I was scared to trust her, but I didn't have a choice because I was recovering. Once again, God had other plans for me. Judy stayed close by me when I was in pain and didn't mind when I cried or told her it hurt. She had no idea what was going on with me. She was just being a mom. My mother taught me that I had to be tough and not show emotion or pain. Judy was the opposite. She'd get aggravated because I wouldn't tell her how much it hurt. God continues to use Judy to show me what a relationship with a mom would have been like and how different it could have been with my mom. For years, I have been arguing with Libby that my mother was right. If anyone saw me at my weakest point or on my worst day, they wouldn't want me anymore, no less love me. I felt like the foundations of lies that I had been living on was being torn out from under me. It was hard for me to trust God and try to be more open with others. God has used the surgeries and the recovery on my ankle to deepen the relationship with Judy and to allow me to trust her more. By allowing myself to trust her more, it has also helped me to be more open and trusting with others. Judy and RB have opened their home and their hearts to me, giving me a second place to call home. Even though the pain with his ankle has been a struggle, I am grateful that God brought Judy and RB into my life. God has used them to challenge my viewpoint about myself as well as others. As God continues to bind my wounds and heal my broken heart, I am grateful to Covenant and all of you. Covenant has rallied behind me during these past two surgeries and has blessed me in ways I thought not possible. I have felt loved, supported, and encouraged by this body. I came from a very broken and abusive past. It is only by God's hand and protection that I even made it through. God is giving me hope and shown me that he is true to his promises. I am still learning, growing, and working through the issues. I am so thankful that we worship a God that keeps his promises and is faithful to his people.